Welcome back to Rome, boys. We hanging with the Saints. Today, Saint Gerard.
Saint Gerard.
Gerard.
Bienvenido a Nuevo Rome, boys. I'm gonna keep plugging that away.
Go for it. Go for our bilingual.
Yeah. The rest of it you're gonna have to translate, but like welcome back to Rome.
Before we get started with Saint Gerard, let's like to remind y'all to please subscribe to our channel. Check us out on all of our social media outlets, especially Rumble, MeWe,
Facebook, LinkedIn, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Parler, Patreon, Gab. Patreon.
There is no try. God, only do.
Do or do not. There is no
try. You type in Rome Boys, you'll find us. And our website, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our website. Romeboys.org.
Romeboys.org.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Did you say ARG?
ARG.
Not ARG.
ARG. We're not pirates, are we?
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Saint Gerard.
All right. Saint Gerard is the patron of expectant mothers. He was born to a family of seven. He grew up in poverty with a great respect for the poor. As he was just 12 when his father passed away, he was forced to grow up fast. Shortly after his father's death, his mother sent him away to live with his uncle and to learn to become a tailor like his father. After a few years of working as a sewing apprentice, Gerard took on a job with the local bishop as a servant. Once Gerard began earning money as a journeyman, and at the age of 21, he split his earnings with his mother, the poor, and the rest of his offerings for the poor souls.
As the days passed, Saint Gerard began to grow pale and thin, often fasting in prayer at a nearby cathedral. He applied to the Capuchin monastery twice. I think I said that right.
Yeah, you got
Capuchin.
It.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Capuchin?
No, okay. Capuchin, yeah, I think. Yeah.
I'll put the Texas twang on a Capuchin monastery twice, but was turned down both times. Gerard was told his health was not well enough for such a strenuous life. However, he did not give up, and at the age of 23, he joined the congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, and just 3 years later became a professed lay brother.
There is no try, only do. I said this already. He stayed close with the poor and worked very many different jobs. He served as sacristan, gardener, porter, infirmarian, and tailor, as you mentioned. However, because of his great piety, extraordinary wisdom, and his gift of reading consciences, I always have a hard time with that word, he was permitted to counsel communities of religious women. Saint Gerard was often called on by the poor and the sick. This humble servant of God also had faculties associated with certain mystics, including levitation, bilocation, and the ability to read souls.
So he's probably one of the biggest miracle workers of all the thousands of saints. It's one of the best.
Crazy.
Have you heard of Gerard?
Yeah.
No. Most people haven't. Yeah.
Gerard.
Yes.
So it's interesting. Our father-in-law.
Yes.
Stephen Gerard, you know, Stephen being the first martyr, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Gerard having all these miracles. Mm-hmm. Our father-in-law's coming up short. No, I'm kidding.
He is pretty short.
Well, he is pretty nice. Yes, true.
Of course, everybody's
but
short to me.
His mother, his mother died when he was 12, turning 13.
I think there was not a coincidence there, but a God incident.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
His name
so,
there.
Yeah, definitely. So when you were reading, I caught that. Like,
interesting.
How great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, but his parents knew Saint Gerard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. They named him after him.
Of course, a lot of times back in the day, I don't know if Steve falls into that category, but your middle name used to be your godfather's first name.
Oh,
that was a tradition.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a tradition at one time. Of course, I don't know if that was a German tradition being there. Czech. I don't know.
Yeah. Marys and all those popular names.
Steve, that one.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Well, some stories. Saint Gerard was visiting a picture gallery, and suddenly his eyes became fixed on a painting of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the same instant, he was elevated to the height of the picture and piously kissed it, exclaiming, "How beautiful she is," over and over again. He had a great devotion to Our Lady. The witnesses were moved to tears. Another time, the saint was praying in his room, and the archpriest went to go check on Gerard because it was time for dinner. when he found him in deep prayer, levitating 3 feet from the floor. Again, measuring these things, people do. On another occasion, the saint was passing a chapel dedicated to Our Lady, and the saint rose in the air to a distance of a quarter of a mile.
He's like,
witnesses attest. There's a lot of Joes around. Like, people are like, how far is that? And measuring it literally. So he's
holy cow.
Yeah, totally levitating is the cool
Mary Poppins.
I just kind of keep thinking about, you know, like when you watch a drone take off, you know, you just watch it go up and up and
how
up and
far
up.
Is
and
a half
like,
a mile?
That's a long way. Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Isn't it funny, too, how all the most of the saints we come across, it's they always have a strong devotion to Our Lady.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. The majority prayed the rosary and loved Our Lady. So, yeah.
Well, another crazy story. I love the story about Saint Gerard. I like saying that name, Saint Gerard. Yeah, had a local priest came to him and was like upset because they needed money to build a convent, to finish building the convent, and the debt was due the next day. They needed money to finish
it's
it.
Go time.
And they needed money to pay the debt, and it was due the next day. So he brought the petition to Saint Gerard, and so Saint Gerard takes it to the tabernacle or takes it to into the church. He sets it on the altar, and then he goes to the tabernacle. And
who is it?
Land shark.
Say Jesus.
Hey, you in there?
He knows he's in there.
Yeah. He goes, no, he was very reverent. Yeah. He said, Lord, we've brought you this petition. You know, please help us or something around those lines. And so he left it there that night. The next morning he comes back.
Well, he stayed there all night.
Yeah, that's right. He stayed there all night. Mm-hmm. And so the next day he wakes up and he goes up there and he knocks on the tabernacle again. Well, Lord, please hear our petition. And then he hears a ringing at the door, like right after he knocks on the tabernacle. There's a ringing at the gate. So he runs to the gate and sure enough, there's two bags of money just sitting there, enough to pay the debt and finish the convent.
God provides.
Yeah. Jehovah Jireh.
Have the faith of a saint.
That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So if you got money problems, ask Gerard for help.
Yeah,
bring them to Jesus.
It's like in The Chosen where, you know, it's like in the Bible, in the scriptures.
Sure, but
where
it's...
Jesus says, you know, throw your nets to Peter, right, and Andrew.
Yeah.
And then he gets all these fish out of there. And afterwards, in The Chosen, that's why I brought it up.
Right. You're visualizing it.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, why don't we just do this a few more times? We would make a great team.
Exactly.
So, you sure you don't want to do this just a few more times? Well, we'll make a great team on the boat.
Peter's the optimist. Or the opportunist.
Yeah,
opportunist.
Why not?
St. Gerard once fell into ecstasy and became so inflamed with God that rays of light spread from all parts of his body.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You can glow in the dark.
Our Lady Guadalupe. Observers reported that the brilliance from this was such that the room in which he was praying appeared to be on fire.
Wow.
Fuego.
Wow.
On another occasion, while visiting a group of Carmelite nuns, they reported Gerard looked as luminous as the sun to such a degree that the iron gate with its ornamental points bent under his hands like soft wax.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
I will break you.
Take that, superheroes. You know?
Yeah, right.
And they're like melt metal. Wow.
God's superheroes.
That's wild.
Saint Gerard.
That's, there you go. That's the saints. God's superheroes.
If you want to live, life is in danger.
Hasta la vista, baby.
But so humble and youthful and childlike and then can do these things.
Don't take my meekness for weakness because you'd be in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was mentioning earlier, you know, before we were recording today, that it's just so mind-blowing that many other religions of the world, and even our own Protestant brothers and sisters, they just don't have the saints, right? I mean, they do, but they don't know
it.
Is there any recognition of those people? Like, there might be, like, the Reformers, right?
But they weren't saints.
They weren't saints. It's true.
We're even questioning their salvation at times sometimes.
Yes.
They were questioning their own.
And think about how powerful our church is and all of these great people that have done great things that have miracles attributed to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Proof
know
is
of
in the pudding.
Any other religion that has these miracles.
Billy Graham was amazing. Show us the miracles.
Show us the miracles.
Yeah, yeah.
And thousands of people would confess Jesus.
He's probably in heaven.
Oh, right. Yes.
He's an amazing, televangelist.
I've heard it said this way. He's like, okay, so why isn't Billy Graham a saint? I mean, obviously, if there were to be some miracles attributed to him, he would be that way. But since such as they don't believe in praying to the saints and stuff like that, it would go against their beliefs. It would go against their... to call them a saint. So that's why you don't see any Protestant saints.
Like they don't dare to even say it. Like, but they say everyone who believes gets into heaven, right?
Yeah, sure. And whoever's into heaven is a saint.
That's it. That's the definition. I don't know if...
So let's call him St. Billy Graham. I
mean, right?
Yeah.
We might be starting a trend here. Yeah. We better watch it.
I didn't even go back to the Old Testament. Moses. We know Moses is in heaven. You know?
Yeah, right.
He appeared Elijah. But we don't oftentimes in the Western Rite of our church call them St. Moses, St. Elijah. But they are.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Rite, they call them St. Moses, St. Elijah. So... maybe that title is a few more people up in heaven than we know.
That's a good point.
Man, I'm going to start praying to Moses when I'm stuck in traffic. He'll part.
Yes.
It's like, what's the Bruce Almighty? It's Joe Almighty.
That was a big old truck.
That was his tomato soup. Yeah, he was.
Oh, right.
Pretty crazy. But thank y'all for joining us again for another Hanging with the Saints. Saint Gerard, pray for us. In the meantime, be real.
Be bold.
Be Catholic. God bless.